Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless everyone under the sound of my voice. I'm just honored and blessed to be here this morning. To God be the glory. I want to get into a message today that I believe will stimulate the mind, motivate the spirit, inspire the soul, and just really connect you with divine order and divine guidance. And so I pray that you receive this message in the spirit in which I give it, and that the Lord will indeed touch your life. I'm going to pray. If you're driving, I definitely don't want you to close your eyes. But if you're not driving, just bow your heads in prayer with me. Heavenly Father, eternal wise God, we come before you this morning, giving you the glory and giving you the praise. You declared in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be right here in the midst. And so, Father, we thank you right now, and we invoke your holy presence with us this hour. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, together we say, amen. I want to talk to you this morning about a very important message. I don't have a lot of time, so I want to get right into it. Today, this message really is for believers. I'm talking to the believers. Usually I come and I give a message to the secular world, but today I want to talk to those who are the believers in the kingdom of God. I want to have a straight conversation, a straight talk with you. Today, this message is for those who know God. Today, this message is for those who have an intimate relationship with Jesus the Christ. Today, this message is for those who know that they know that they know that they know that they know that Christ reigns in their life. I want to talk to you because you have been called out to do a marvelous work. Oh, yes. Let me say that again. You have been called out to do a marvelous work. Whatever your gift is, whatever your talent, whatever your calling, God has called you specifically to manifest his glory. He has called you specifically to manifest his glory. He could have called someone more educated. He could have called someone more sophisticated. He could have called someone more spiritually edified. But you know what? He called you to manifest his glory. Whatever your education, whatever your talent, that's not what is at issue here. What is at issue is that he called you because he gave you a special gift to manifest his glory. Your talent, your gift, your calling is not something you gave yourself. You didn't hear me. I said your talent, your gift, or your calling is not something you gave yourself. It is something that God gave you, that he put within you, that when you came out your mother's womb, you had that gift inside of you that he wanted to manifest in the world. And that is your purpose in the world. He specifically, watch this now, he specifically gave it to you. This is why whatever your gift is, whatever your desire is, you will be successful at it because he gave it to you, and he and you are a representation of him. Therefore, whatever you do, you will not fail in it because God is at the core of it. Jesus made it real simple in John 15, 16 when he said, I chose you. You did not choose me. I appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give it to you. So your gift, your talent, and your spiritual anointing comes from the God within. But as believers, I am persuaded that some of us don't really believe or trust in our gift. We walk around with our gift and talent, and we walk around it with fear and trepidation. We allow other people sometimes to talk us out of our purpose and our calling for which God has decreed us into this world. For those who don't believe in Christ, I can understand why fear would take over. For those who don't believe in Christ, I can understand why hesitation, equivocation, and frustration might take over and be the order of the day. But for the believers, for those who know that they know that they know that Christ lives within them, for the believers, we should not have any fear. For the believers, we should not have any doubt. For the believers, we should not be concerned about how others will receive us. For believers, we should know that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. For believers, we should know that when we exercise our gift, our talent, or spiritual anointing, we are operating in authority. Our message, our text comes from the book of Matthew this morning, the 7th chapter and the 29th verse. It's really simple, but the Bible reads thus, for he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. That's all I got to say. He taught as one who had authority. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. He taught as one who had authority. Who is that he that they're talking about? They're talking about Jesus the Christ. Jesus was not a man shaking in the wind. He was not a man scared of the status quo. He was not intimidated by the learned scriptures teachers of his day. He stood before the scribes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the high priest, the Sanhedrin government, and he spoke truth to power. He spoke without hesitation, equivocation, or spiritual evasion. Jesus spoke with such power, confidence, and faith that those who heard him, the Bible says, were amazed at such a teaching, that they said he taught as one who had authority. Well, what authority did Jesus have? Let's talk about this for a minute. What authority did he have? He didn't graduate from the great theological seminaries of his day. What authority did he have? He was not accepted among the religious scholars of his day. What authority did he have? He had no army. He had no navy. He had no air force. He had no marines to fight the Roman Empire. So what authority did he have? He had the authority of God himself to establish heaven where? Right here on earth. You see, God never calls the qualified. But he qualifies those he called. Jesus, representing the second Adam, had the authority that Adam originally had, but lost to the appetites of this world. So Jesus came to the earth that you and I might have that same authority for those who believe in him. Now, what is this word authority? Let's be clear. Webster defines authority as meaning to have power or control, to give orders, to make decision and enforce obedience. So when God created us in his image and after his likeness, what did he do? He gave us authority. He gave us the power of himself. Genesis said that Adam had authority over the fowls of the air, the animals, and the creepy things on the planet. Adam had authority, what? Not over people, but Adam had authority over himself. We have authority not over other people, but we have authority over ourselves. This means you and I have authority over our ideas. We have authority over our behavior. We have authority over the decisions that we make. We have authority to discipline ourselves and to be obedient to the word of God and to his divine law. Jesus comes and makes it clear in Matthew that the kingdom that we are looking for can be found right within ourselves. If what? We only believe. Jesus said, those who follow me and accept me, then they have authority. If you want to know who I'm talking to today, I'm talking to the believers. He told his disciples, these things I do, you can do also. And even what? Greater things can you do? For those of us who believe in the power of Christ, we must know that we have authority. We must know that we know that we know that we know we have authority on this earth. You have authority over your sickness. Yes, you do. You have authority over your depression. Yes, you do. You have authority over the debt that you're in. Yes, you do. You have authority in your relationship. Yes, you do. You have authority over how you react to situations. You have authority whether to establish heaven on earth or whether to live in hell on earth. You have authority. God has given you that power and authority. In Matthew 18:18, Jesus further demonstrates this authority when he tells us, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth, you will also bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, you will also be loosed in heaven. So by your thoughts, your words, your actions, you and I have been given the authority to decree a thing into existence that once was not, we can make it so. You and I have been given authority to manifest our gift into reality. You and I have been given authority to open up that business, to start that daycare, to go after that promotion, to go back to school for that PhD, to start that nonprofit organization. Yes, you have authority today, and that authority has been granted to you by God himself. Yes, you do have authority. Now, we have authority because the Apostle Paul also made it clear in Scripture when he said, we are ambassadors of a kingdom. We are ambassadors, not of a city, not of a district, not even of a nation. But when you are ambassador of a kingdom, that means you are an ambassador over everything. So we represent God over everything. everything that we do, whatever we're doing in business, in school, in work, in ministry, in song, in dance, we represent what? The kingdom of God. And when we represent God with our gifts, we are destined to succeed because God created it so that other people will be able to see us succeed. And when we succeed in the gift that he has given us, we are to say, not to take all the credit, but we are to say, to God be the glory, because we are here to represent his power. So we represent God on earth. We are the vicegerent for God right here on earth. We are also an agent. You know, as an agent represents a movie star, we represent the Christ of that North Star. An agent is one who has express authority, apparent authority, or implied authority. Authority to represent him or her in his or her business dealings. So that agent can represent that movie star because that agent has been given express, apparent, or implied authority to represent that movie star. Now, apparent authority means that there are facts which suggest that the agent can represent the movie star. Listen to this now. Implied authority means that there are circumstances which could be inferred that the agent can represent the movie star. But watch this now. Express authority means there is no question that the agent represents this movie star in every business dealing that he or she is doing. Therefore, when we accept Jesus the Christ into our life, we were given express authority as an agent for God himself. Right here on earth, in the 17th chapter of John, Jesus prayed to God and said, those who believe in me now believe in you, God, and now we are all one with you, the Father. That means once you've accepted Christ into your life, as the believers have, that means what? We now have authority to what? Manifest things on earth. These things I do, you can do also, and even greater things can you do. You don't need a government to authorize you to speak God's word. You don't need a license or somebody to give you some decrees for you to speak and teach God's word and live your gift. God has ordained that within you, has decreed it within you, and now you have to go out and manifest it. Jesus told us in Matthew 28:18, all authority, he didn't say some, he said all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now go with this authority, he's saying to his disciples, baptizing and what? Teaching what? In my name. He's saying, do it in my name. So as believers, whatever we are doing it in the name of that Christ consciousness, so that when we say or invoke the name Jesus, we're not just invoking a name, we're invoking authority. Authority over the enemy, authority over the devil, authority over negative thinking. To the believer, can I say to you today, you have authority? You have authority to overcome fear? You have authority even over your enemy? Jesus said in John 10:11-18, no one can take my life from me. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to pick it up again. Well, if we are in Jesus and Christ is in us, then that means we have authority as well. So you don't have to always be depressed. Get out of your depression. You have authority to take yourself out of that depression. You have authority to get yourself out of debt. You don't have to worry about somebody saying they always owe you. God will give you the power that you will become a lender and no longer a borrower. You have authority to change your life. You have authority to live life and live it, watch this, more abundantly. Your authority gives you the ability to produce fruit. Your authority leads you to being successful. Your authority gives you the power to put your enemy underneath your feet. Today, I'm asking you and saying to you, you have authority today. Live it. You have authority today. Believe it. You have authority today. Manifest it. And when people begin to look at the authority that you have, they will be amazed by it. They will ask, how could you do such a thing? And you will always have to say, to God be the glory. Authority is within your reach. Declare it, decree it, and manifest it in Jesus' name. God bless you.